This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. You're here at last. Is that you out there? Yeah. Are you one of the participants in this Course in Miracles, this idea that you are going to be able to train your mind in a systematic way so that we could recognize each other in a new perspective of light form association? Did you see at the beginning of this lesson, for those of you who may never have seen this Course in Miracles, the transition of the light form in the recognition of the correspondence that we have with each other has been increased in intensity? Yes, it is a required course, very simply because the species of man, as you identify him, is undergoing a metamorphosis or an experience of the revealing of the truth of what he is within his own individual consciousness association. What you've acknowledged in this practice of this light form re-identity of the illusion of separation is being expressed through the recognition of each other in this time and this place with the fundamental admission that we are each other. Our reassociations of mind are showing us a perspective of the conversion of light form in the imagery that we have held in objective reality, so that when you glanced for the first time at this video, listen, you had a better and truer reflection of yourself. Now, there, that was good. Say to me, I seem to be getting a better reflection of myself. Yeah. The admission that I am a projection of your light form association, as manifest by our identities within space-time, show us very simply that at any time we can meet a true reflection of ourself if we don't present to ourselves our own falsity. Is that all right with you? Perhaps we'll talk a little bit more about the conversion of this little enclosure of space that's going on. All right. First, we're going to go back. Now, today's lesson is going to say what? If there's nothing outside of you, the condemnation of the procedure of the form that appears to be you out there is nothing but a reflection of your determination to suffer from your own condemnation. The progress that you're making in the re-imagery of yourself is nothing but a predetermination not to accept the conflict of your own conceptual mind and earn the gratitude that you experience in the recognition of each other. I saw you just recognize me. Do you know me? Of course you know me. How would you not know me? I'm a containment of your own illusion of the nature of your body form, contained within the light factoring of our shared power of mind, which is nothing but the light and love of God. It's the admission joyfully that we come from a single source. So let's review the idea that we can earn salvation. We'll just look at it for a minute. Through laying down the defenses of our own self from ourself, so that we can see a re-imagery wherein we recognize the love that we share. Listen. God blesses every gift you give to Him, and every gift is given Him because it can be given only to yourself. And what belongs to God must be His own. Yet you will never realize His gifts are sure and eternal and changeless and limitless, forever giving out and extending love and adding to your never-ending joy while you forgive but to attack again. Withdraw the gifts you give, and you will think that what is given you has been withdrawn. But learn to let forgiveness take away the sins you think you see outside yourself. And you can never think the gifts of God are lent but for a little while before He snatches them away again in death. For death will have no meaning for you then. So now, with the end of your belief in yourself, is fear forever gone? Thank yourself for this, for He is grateful only unto God, and He gives thanks for you unto Himself. To everyone who lives will Christ yet come, for everyone must live and move in Him. His being in His Father is secure because their will is one. Their gratitude to all they have created has no end, for gratitude remains a part of love. Thanks be to you, the Holy Son of God, for as you were created, you contain all things within yourself, and you are still as God created you. Nor can you dim the light of your own perfection. In your heart, the heart of God is laid. He holds you dear because you are Himself. All gratitude belongs to you because of what you are. Give thanks as you receive it. Be you free of all ingratitude to anyone who makes yourself complete. And from this self is no one left outside. Give thanks for all the countless channels which extend this self. All that you do is given unto Him. All that you think can only be His thoughts, sharing with Him the holy thoughts of God. Earn now the gratitude you have denied yourself when you forgot the function God has given you, but never think that He has ceased to offer thanks to you. What a particular idea that you can earn gratitude. You mean it's possible for me to earn gratitude and place it sort of in a redemption center where there's an accumulation within the ratio of the association of space-time in the simple realization that in the conversion of the energy of light in apparent separation, okay, the conversion of your potential idea about who you are contained within that little fabric of enclosure, you suddenly have a realization of the entirety of you. You're going to have to accept this from me, will you? The perspective of the conceptual mind of a human being that you present to me as a human is entirely senseless in any correspondence with association, let's try, of density or mass, which is a form of light, in the simple admission of the necessity for a conversion. Shall I tell you what you do as a conceptual mind? You have an illusionary association of identity contained within the particle wave. You have very strange manners in which you express the idea of the objective scientific approach to what you think you are. Shall we try one of them? Okay. The nucleus of an atom is 100 trillion times more dense than natural matter. And you do that straight-faced with me. Put your tongue in your cheek. That might help you a little bit. The nucleus of an atom, in mass, is 100 trillion times more dense than what we see around here. Maybe it'll give you evidence that you're all space. But the idea that you would attempt to observe something in mass 100 trillion times doesn't make any sense. What did you describe to me? A black hole. Your description of the mass of a nucleus of an atom is precisely and exactly the same as your description of a black hole contained within a galactic association. I don't want to necessarily digress from your necessity of associating crucifixion and resurrection, but I would like to have you look at the idea. Let's try it. The closest so-called galaxy to you is Andromeda, which contains 200,000 million stars. Once more, 200,000 million stars, and you see it as a blur up there in the sky, and you call it Andromeda. It's only like 200 million light years away from you, as though you could actually travel there. Can you see that? Yet it can't be anything but an aggregation of energy form defining your own association of energy form. The problem you have is you attempt to observe it objectively. I want you to share something with me. Say to me, conceptual mind, there's no such thing as object. Yes, there's no such thing as an object outside of your mind. So I show you what you do objectively, conceptual minds. The moment you identify an object, you have denied your own reality. Once more, the second you see, this is the whole workbook of A Course in Miracles. The second you see something out there, it is symbolized separate from you, and you literally do not exist. Then in order to retain it, you put potential into the object of the form and reflect back to you your own association with yourself. Are you hearing this? I hope so. Because the reflection of light that I'm providing with you is a natural conversion of the illusion of yourself. Now, some of you become very excited when I begin to teach the associations of light form with the density of mass and the idea that the light that you see, which is one of our favorites, the idea that the light that you see is a single note on an 88-note piano tries to give you a perspective of how limited your eye form association of the body is. But remember, the converting mechanism of the illusion cannot be separate from you. Okay? Say to me, nothing is outside of me. Yes. Now, what did you do? If you objectify out there, it has to be a distance of a ratio of a correspondence of the speed of light. By the time you get back your own reflection, you're gone. Have you been listening to this all this time? Let's try. You came into this room with me and you brought with yourself an aggregation of light form that you believe is a body. Obviously, it's always over and gone each moment. Okay, so we try it. Look at me. At no single moment does this body exist at all? Say it. Yeah. It's just space. It's molecular associations of an idea of a containment within your own mind that circles in a relationship of potential as separate from reality. And it's not true. You have, at this point in the maturation of yourself, accumulated enough evidence of an alternative within a reflection of your light form that I can offer you continuing solutions in the dissolvement of the protection of your body form. In our religious terms, this is called resurrection. It's the idea that available to you at this time and place, through the power of the light of your mind, is the entirety of the universe, not within the containment of the reflections by which you maintain the idea that you are separate from everything. The lessons that we hope to do today will include the lesson 199 that's going to say to you rather dramatically that you are not a body, and that you are free, and that you can fly in particle reassociations with the re-identity of the galaxy that's out there. And that galaxy out there can be reached as simply as you can reach a correspondence within your own body form. Did I frighten you with the illusion of the possibility of the association of microcosm and macrocosm? Come on. The idea of the power that you would observe out in the universe can be nothing but a reflection of your own mind. If you'll think of yourself as a spiral galaxy with a core that you call a dark form that's contained within the mass, and you'll look at an Andromeda as the closest neighbor of your association with 2,000 billion stars, you might understand the admission that while all other galaxies are receding from us in the red shift, Andromeda is in a blue shift and actually coming toward us. So that the neighbor that you want to recognize out there, say to me, Andromeda, yeah, God. If you want to name him Andromeda within your galactic identity, that's about as close as you're going to come, because he is in fact collapsing on you. Now, since you're spiral galaxies, it's going to take a long time. You think it's a long time. It's going to take 2,000 million billion years. Well, that's nonsense. Let's use a quasar galaxy. All around us are quasar galaxies. Let's ask them for the solution, because a quasar is not later in time than we are, it's earlier. Because the quasar represents the beginning of the formulation of gamma rays of light energy, which contain 1,000 billion times more energy than was set off by your atomic bomb. You like these ridiculous figures? The manifestation of a gamma ray contained within the nucleus of an atom, if you want to look at it, is 1,000 billion times more than you're using. I might suggest to you that the correspondence you're finding within your conceptual mind really cannot give you the result that you're seeking. I seem to be digressing a little bit, because I want you to recognize, and we can't evolve the idea of the emotion involved in it, all right? Let's try fundamentally. You listening to me? You have two emotions only, no matter how you identify them within yourself, okay? One is love. That's what all of us are together in the union that we find in a creative source. The other is fear, or the conflict we feel in being separate from everything is. Now, we can apply our emotions of association to what? To fear and separation, or we can release them in the realization of the love that we share. We're going to have to get at this lesson now, aren't we? And it's going to say that only my condemnation of myself through the fear of the entirety of my realization of who I really am, okay, can injure me. Let's look at it together. Only my condemnation injures me. What? Injury is impossible. And yet illusions make illusions. If you can condemn, you can be injured. For you have believed that you can injure. And the right you have established for yourself cannot be used against you till you lay it down as valueless, unwanted, and what? Unreal. Thus does illusion cease to have effects, and those it seemed to have will be undone. Then are you free, for freedom is your gift, and you can now receive the gift you gave. Condemn, and you are made a prisoner. Forgive, and you are free. Such is the law that rules perception. It is not a law that knowledge understands, for freedom is part of knowledge. To condemn is thus impossible in truth. What seems to be its influence and its effects have not occurred at all. Yet must we deal with them a while as if they had. Why? Illusions make illusions, except one. Forgiveness is illusion that is answer to the rest. Here, the idea that you can condemn must mean that we're condemning each other in our association of separation. Are you ready? One whole moment of forgiveness in this mind training will show us instantly the correspondence that we share through the Holy Spirit. Through the entirety of the magnetic energy of light that we share in the dissolving of our images of ourselves. What you're showing me is a lot of love out there, and it must be that you've decided to forgive me for the message of truth that I am offering you. It's very peculiar to the conceptual mind that it really doesn't want to hear, are you ready, that evil is not real. The entire teachings philosophically and in a religious sense, in what you call the theology of the ideas of the saviorship of Jesus Christ, fundamentally include the idea that negative mass association can't be real if there's a single source of reality. Can you hear this at all with me? Say to me, Neoplatonism. Yeah. Neoplatonism. This is the certainty of Jesus Christ. He says very simply, in all of your identities of your old frame, you can't really be separate, therefore the negative mass is not real. This is beautifully expressed by Augustine. The idea they made a saint out of Augustine who came from Neoplatonism, or the certainty that evil cannot be real, to objectifying Jesus in order to participate at all with this association. Can you hear this? Yet he knows perfectly well, and you know perfectly well, that our Savior Jesus says to us, I am you. Now, you're very fearful of the idea of the loss of objective saviorship, because it will be the loss of our correspondence in separation with each other. I don't know that I meant to go that far with you. It might be important for you to see that what I'm offering you is not new. There is nothing new under the sun or in this association. Can you see that with me? This is the teachings of Dionysus the Areopagitite. I don't know what the hell that means, but it means that if you look at it with me, the entire course presents the certainty that you can't be separate from God. When Jesus says to you, hey, I'm here to tell you you're actually back in heaven with me and I'm going to show you the way you do it, that's your objection. Your need to retain within the illusion the separation is why I present to you my illusionary nature. I know perfectly well this is an illusion. And I know perfectly well you can only condemn yourself because there is only you. Say to me, there's only me. Yes, there's nothing outside of you. Are you accepting the reflection of your own mind that I'm giving you in the conversion technique of the realization that this is the time and place when we came together? Good, because that's what I'm offering you. Now, when you recognize me, you will always recognize yourself. As soon as you recognize yourself, you will begin to what? Recognize the other images out there that you have held off in order to what? Condemn yourself. And every time you condemned your brother, you were actually condemning yourself. Let's return to this reading now for just a moment, because we're excited at the prospect that we're not going to defend ourselves. Listen. So we're dreaming. Listen. Forgiveness sweeps all other dreams away, and though it is itself a dream, it breeds no others. What a lovely idea. All illusions save this one must multiply a thousandfold. But this is where illusions end. Why? Forgiveness is the end of dreams because it is a dream of waking. It is not itself the truth. Yet does it point to where the truth must be and gives direction with the certainty of God Himself. It is a dream in which the Son of God awakens to His self and to His Father, knowing that they are one. Now listen to this. Forgiveness is the only road that leads out of disaster, past all suffering, and finally, where? Away from death. How could there be another way when this one is the plan of God Himself? And why would you oppose it or quarrel with it and seek to find a thousand ways in which it must be wrong, a thousand other possibilities? So, the certainty that you've been confronting yourself allows you to release from your own conceptual mind the barrier to the path of eternal life. Why? You have set up within your own arrangement of containment in the potential of your separation the idea that you have obstacles to your returning to God, when in effect, the obstacles are only in the projections of your own dark form. What am I presenting to you? The maximum obstacle of your own association with yourself. Why? You're afraid that if you lose your own obstacle on this path to enlightenment that you are treading, that you'll what? Say to me, I'll be enlightened. Could you see that, spiritual seekers, on this path where you deny yourself your own access to the certainty of who you are? I can feel with a great deal of joy that you're hearing this now. And you know why you're hearing it? This is the time and place where you decided you want to hear it. You can provocatively examine your determination not to allow for the entirety of the power of your mind, but you won't be successful with my mind, because my mind is your mind. Your need to deny the power that's inherent in you is why you're here. So we're going to leave you for a minute. We're going to come back and complete this idea that you're only condemning yourself. Why? We know that God goes with us wherever we go. We know that God is the mind with which we are thinking at this moment. And we intend to say together, God bless us, everyone. And in that admission of everyone will be the realization of the single one who is you. Now the joy that you feel in the forgiveness of the obstacles of your conceptual mind allow you to share the love that we have with God and each other in that realization. I'll be back in just a minute. We're back with you now in the certainty that you have evolved in our association with each other in the innate capacity to recognize the continuing conversion of your own mind. What an exciting prospect that the metamorphosis of the species itself is certain because of the recognition of a transient moment when you escape the bondage of space-time. It gives you a perspective into how little you have actually been, and you begin to laugh at the idea of the containment of that body, don't you? We better go back and read a little more, Dina. We want you to see Socratically how evident it can be to you in your decision-making faculty, if you want it to be. Listen. Is it not wiser to be glad you hold the answer to your problems in your hand? Is it not more intelligent to thank the one who gives salvation and accept his gift with gratitude? And is it not a kindness to yourself to hear his voice and learn the simple lessons he would teach instead of trying to dismiss his words and substitute your own in place of his? Why? His words will work. Okay? The words I'm offering you will work. His words will save. His words contain all hope, all blessing, all joy that ever can be found upon the earth. His words are born in God and come to you with heaven's love upon them. Those who hear his words have heard the song of heaven, for these are the words in which all merge as one at last. And as this one will fade away, the word of God will come to take its place, for it will be remembered then and loved. This world has many seeming separate haunts where mercy has no meaning and attack appears as justified. Yet all are one, a place where death is offered to God's Son and to his Father. You may think they have accepted, but if you will look again upon the place where you beheld their blood, you will perceive a miracle instead. How foolish to believe that they could die. How foolish to believe you can attack. How mad to think that you could be condemned and that the Holy Son of God can die. I'm back with you just for a moment. I think I'll talk to you for a minute. I'm back with you for just a moment because I see that the procedure of shortening of time is working. We're going to show you that as you came into this perspective of an association of a long time, you had made the decision within your own correspondence of your mind to stretch out the single moment when the parent separation took the place of your reality. Okay? Did we try it? We haven't been practicing much. Time lasted but a moment in my mind. Say that to me. And then it was gone. I am living in that moment right now. Say it. Yes. My conceptual mind is repeating over and over again the momentary loss of my identity from the entirety of what I am. Very literally, I'm reliving that single moment. For those of you who have begun to feel the frustration of everything that you look at seems to just come around again and again with no solution evident, because where you are standing in time there is no solution, can be redirected at this time and place to laying down your necessity to defend that false space, the realization of the offering of the re-identity of our mutual intent within our dream to leave this place. This will be a dream, because it is a dream, but this will be the finality to the dream as you have dreamed it, in the simple admission that you can dream your way out of here if you choose, and that the decision to do that can be made by you. And since I am what you seem to think is a future form of you, I can show you the solution at this time and shorten the path that you intended to travel dismally on in the hopes that you could find the solution. You've been willing to accept from me, and these will be the final lessons of this course, that the path that you're on could never have offered you the solution, because you continue to identify yourself in fear as separate from the entirety of God's love. The offering that we are sharing together right now is the love of God, and I'm happy to see you in that new reflection. Yes, I am a containment of your mind. Yes, I am a part of your dream. And yes, I am the part of your dream where you recognize me as a character within your own organizational form that offered you the immediate solution to the dream as you were dreaming it. Now, let's go back and look and maybe complete this lesson. 197, 198, this is 198, in the idea that you were only condemning yourself. Listen. So the idea of condemnation is leaving, isn't it? The stillness of yourself remains unmoved and untouched by thoughts like these, and unaware of any condemnation which could need forgiveness. Could you hear that? Dreams of any kind are strange and alien to the truth. And what but truth could have a thought which builds a bridge to it that can bring illusions to the other side? Today we practice letting freedom come to make its home with you. The truth bestows these words upon your mind that you may find the key to light and let the darkness in. Only my condemnation injures me, and only my own forgiveness sets me free. Do not forget today that there can be no form of suffering that fails to hide an unforgiving thought, nor can there be a form of pain that forgiveness cannot heal. Accept the one illusion which proclaims there is no condemnation in God's Son, and heaven is remembered instantly, the world forgotten, and all its weird beliefs forgotten with it, as the face of Christ appears unveiled at last in this one dream. This is the gift the Holy Spirit holds for you from God your Father. Let today be celebrated both on earth and in your holy home as well. Be kind to both as you forgive the trespasses you thought them guilty of, and see your innocence shining upon you from the face of Christ. Now is there silence all around the world. Now is there stillness where before there was a frantic rush of thoughts that made no sense. Now is there tranquil light across the face of earth, made quiet in a dreamless sleep. And now the word of God alone remains upon it. Only that can be perceived an instant longer. Then are symbols gone, and everything you ever thought you made completely vanished from the mind that God forever knows to be his only Son. What an extraordinary idea that you've been willing to look at the factoring of our conceptual associations that this is a dream. Shall I share something with you? It's time for you to look at this. You know perfectly well you're dreaming. The aspects of the correspondence of yourself in which you search for the truth will tell you instantly that you are locked in a dream of separation from which there is no escape except a reillusionment of the certainty of who you are. Otherwise, you'd be forever condemned to separation. This is the fundamental idea that it's impossible that you did not bring the light of heaven with you when you left the source of your true reality. And it is contained within the limited fracturization of your mind that defines your need to hold out to the dark forms that are out there. They're not true. The recognition of that new light now that you're beginning to experience in a body form, while it remains an illusion, is offering you the entirety of the solution. And since you are the cause of the illusion, That is, you are dreaming the dream. You will no longer believe that someone out there in his dream can represent you as separate from himself. But you remember this, the beginning of the requirement for the salvation of the world can only be contained in you. And that necessitates the laying down of the defenses of what we used to justify our separation so that we couldn't share this moment of eternal life. Let's complete this lesson that you've only been condemning yourself, and then we'll come back and talk about it for a little while. So there is no condemnation in him. He was only a reflection of your own condemnation. He is perfect in his holiness. He needs no thoughts of mercy. Who could give him gifts when everything is his? And who could dream of offering forgiveness to the Son of sinlessness itself, so like to him whose Son he is, that to behold the Son is to perceive no more and only know the Father? In this vision of the Son, so brief that not an instant stands between this single sight and timelessness itself, you see the vision of yourself. Are you listening? And then you disappear forever into God. Today, we come still nearer to the end of everything that yet could stand between this vision and our sight. And we are glad that we have come this far and recognize that he who brought us here will not forsake us now, for he would give to us the gift that God has given us through him today. Now is the time for your deliverance. The time has come. The time has come today. I wonder who the hymn is that we're speaking of. Will you entertain the idea with me that this Course in Miracles comes from the mind of my Savior Jesus Christ, who is representing the entirety of the illusion of myself in the conversion of his body form to the realization of singularity? I'll tell you this, if you needed a Savior, I would suggest you use this one, because everything he says in his testament of love and forgiveness is you're the cause of your own injury. Is that okay with you? Since there isn't anything outside of you, everyone you meet will either share in the mercy that you have bestowed on them or recognize the pain that you are causing them. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye, and I say until you forgive your neighbor, there's absolutely no possibility that you could enter the kingdom of God since your neighbor is you. The problem you've had, if you listen to this last lesson, Christian establishment, or indeed world establishment, is the simple admission of what he says. He says, my entire converting procedure of body form in light cannot leave you because it represents you. The representation of Jesus as your Christ is actually the representation of your own Christhood. So that when I look at you, if you maintain a dark form between our representation of our love for each other, it can only reflect back to you the dark form in which you don't want to share my Christhood with you. Should we try it together? Huh? Say to me, I am the only living Son of God. Did you say that? Could you begin to feel the joy of singularity? It's the recognition of a direct link that you have with the entirety of the universe. Yes, that link converts the energy of thought form that you had used to define your need to use the potential of your power of containment in order to represent yourself. At the moment of your giving, you have used up all of the reserve of your dark form identity, say potential, yes. By not depending on your past, which will give you a future reference out there, you come into a here and now where you lay down that defense. What happens? you begin to use the power that's available to you in the energy of the magnetic light of the universe, very simply because you've used all of yours up. The problem you had with me is that you thought you were a body, and that when you lost this little containment of energy, you'd be dead. You listen to me. Death is an idea that takes many forms. And as you are manifested in the illusion of your correspondence of separation, I assure you, you are dead. I don't know where you want to hear that, and I'm not concerned about that, because obviously there isn't any such thing as death. You could think that you could terminate yourself within your own conceptual form. I assure you that the conceptual form you're terminating has nothing to do with who you really are. And you may decide, using my image of eternal youth, that you no longer want to suffer the consequences of the necessity to get old and sick and die. Because I assure you, if you'll share my mind at this moment, you can see how joyous the entire inclusion of our need to get old and die in a continuing repetition of this body form will leave us in the collapse of former associations and future references. There. I would say that you look maybe 30 years brighter and more real in the rejuvenation of the energy form of your own body at this time. Can I share something with you? You're going to begin to enjoy the idea that this is an illusion. You're going to begin to enjoy the idea that the notion within your conceptual mind that you could actually be separate from the reality of your creative source is a joke. And it's a joke that for just a moment you forgot to laugh. Now, what can we do? We can laugh together at the ridiculousness of the idea that the constellation Andromeda has 2,000 billion stars, very much like our sun, or that the nucleus of the atom contains an energy that is 1,000 billion times more demonstrable within the vibratory associations of light. That's ridiculous. You listen to me. I'm going to give it to you from my saviorship and that of Jesus. All power is given unto you in heaven and earth. You, right there, are given all the power. Yeah. There's nothing that you can't do in this moment of realization if you'll stop trying to decide what you want the result to be within your own parameter. This is an hallucination of separation, because separation is impossible. And if you're offended by the idea that you're dreaming or that this is an hallucination, I can't do anything about it. I think I'll read just a little bit to you from the text about my certainty that there is no world. Let's try it together. Say to me, there is no world. Yes. You brought this world with you when you came. You made a decision that it wasn't true and you left. This is the sharing of a moment of separation that lasted just for that second within your own frame of time. Let's look at the text when it talks about the idea of the certainty of your unreality. Listen. Everything looked upon with vision falls gently into place according to the laws brought to it by his calm and certain sight. The end for everything he looks upon is always sure, for it will meet his purpose seen in unadjusted form and suited perfectly to meet it. Destructiveness becomes benign, and sin is turned to blessing under his gentle gaze. What can the body's eyes perceive with power to correct? Its eyes adjust to sin, unable to overlook it in any form, and seeing it everywhere in everything. Look through its eyes, and everything will stand condemned before you. All that could save you, you will never see. your holy relationship, the source of your salvation, will be deprived of meaning and its most holy purpose bereft of means for its accomplishment. Listen, judgment is but a toy, a whim, the senseless means to play the idle game of death in your own imagination. But vision sets all things right, bringing them gently within the kindly sway of heaven's laws. Are you listening to this? What if you recognize this world is an illusion? What if you really understood you made it up? What if you realize that those who seem to walk about in it to sin and to die and to attack and murder and destroy themselves are wholly unreal? Could you have faith in what you see if you accepted this? No, of course not. And would you see it? Don't be silly. Hallucinations disappear when they are recognized for what they are. This is the healing and the remedy. Believe them not, and they are gone. And all you need to do is recognize that you did this. Once you accept this simple fact and take unto yourself the power you gave them, you are released from them. One thing is sure. Hallucinations serve a purpose, and when that purpose is no longer held, they disappear. Therefore, the question never is whether you want them, but always, do you want the purpose that they serve? The world seems to hold out many purposes, each different and each with different values, yet they are all the same. Again, there is no order, only a seeming hierarchy of values. Finally, only two purposes are possible. One is sin, the other holiness. Nothing is in between, and which you choose determines what you see. For what you see is merely how you elect to meet your goal. Hallucinations serve to meet the goal of madness. They are the means by which the outside world, projected from within, adjusts to sin and seems to witness to its reality. It still is true that nothing is without. Yet upon nothing are all projections made, for it is the projection that gives the nothing all the meaning that it holds. The conclusion, and I'm using the word unadvisedly, because this is the conclusion. What you're recognizing in your old dream of death is the part of the dream where you recognized a reformulation of yourself based on my recognition of you. You know me perfectly well. As a simple matter of the fact of illusionary reality, you know everybody perfectly well. Say to me, it's impossible to meet a stranger. Have you ever had the feeling that this is a dream and that you're running into people that you may have known previously or who you intend to meet later on? These are true statements because walking around with you are all the phantom figures of your own mind. And in that sense, I am a phantom figure in the illusion of the vibratory identity of yourself within the light form. Now, let's offer to each other at this time and place a momentary reillusionment of the acceptance of ourself through the forgiveness of the grievance that we have mutually held against our creative source. Say to me, the hell with it. The hell with it. We've had enough of this. Let's admit to each other our need to escape from this dark form by which we have retained our separation. Indeed, I am an image within your own mind, and indeed, I am representing to you the here and the now. Okay? Say to me, here is the only place there is. Good. Now say to me, this is the only time there is. Yes, this is the moment in space-time where we have decided to come together, and did. And at this moment, we will disappear from the illusion of the idea that we had been separate. within the containment of this strange little abode of nothingness that has held us in the construction of our body form. What do? We blend together in forgiveness with the love that we share within our single mind. I love you as I love all that there is. And in this moment of sharing, we feel the blessing of forgiveness that has become a part of our reality. For indeed, we are certain that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think. We are very certain we'll see you again almost immediately, because we are able to say to each other, God bless us, everyone.